News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, the humidity is up and the temperatures are up today and some rain in the forecast, but Dr. Bill has good news as well. We'll get a forecast from him coming up right after we check in with Kane for traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue. Delays, though, Airport, Schillinger, and if you're traveling along the interstate from Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt, and 65, traffic starting to build. Also on 98 from Fairhope and Daphne, but that ride across to Bayway, the Causeway, perfect so far on the way in this morning. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FFP. Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a few thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Right, 708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. During the news break, I had to endure the sound of Nicolas Cage singing Prince's Purple Rain, something Dalton found. Speaking of Nicolas Cage, you know, he got married recently for to Erica Kiyoki?
Yeah. Okay. He's had a rough month.
For 4 days.
Yes.
They were married for 4 days before he asked for an annulment. Claiming fraud, plus the fact that he didn't have the ability to recognize the full impact of his actions. Mm-hmm. Well, Erica doesn't think he deserves an annulment. She's cool with a divorce, though, especially one where she receives spousal support. She also claims that 12 days after Cage filed for the annulment, he asked her to start again, quote, in the right way. So as she's concerned, the marriage was legit, and now she is claiming that she wants a divorce and wants spousal compensation and support after their four-day marriage.
Mm, something tells me these lovebirds aren't going to be able to work this one out.
It might be a little tough. I mean, it's Nicolas Cage, isn't it? 708 FM Talk 106.5. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of Montgomery this morning as a monuments bill is passed 102-0. Monuments for Helen Keller and Rosa Parks were approved on the state capitol grounds by the Alabama House of Representatives Tuesday night. Funding for both monuments could come from public and private funds and in-kind services. The bill does not list a funding cap. The Alabama Historical Commission and the State Finance Department would commission these monuments. According to the bill, the monument for Rosa Parks would be on the front side of the Capitol, facing Bainbridge Street. The Helen Keller Monument would be placed in a location accessible to people with disabilities. In 2009, the state gave the National Statuary Hall in Washington, D.C. a bronze statue of Helen Keller, and then in 2013 gave a bronze statue of Rosa Parks, also to the same National Hall. The bill by Representative Laura Hall, a Democrat from Huntsville, now moves to the Senate. An update on a missing 81-year-old man from Prattville. Authorities confirm he was found safe. Tuesday, we told you about Robert Lee Robinson, last seen Monday night, leaving his home in an SUV, and that the senior citizen suffers from dementia and diabetes. The Prattville Police Department announced that Mr. Robinson was found safe Tuesday morning. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile's police chief and public safety director will travel to Montgomery today. Director James Barber will testify before a Senate committee. He'll speak in favor of legislation that stiffens the penalty for criminals in possession of a stolen gun. A man is in the Escambia County Jail this morning for allegedly firing an AK-47 during a fight over a woman. According to an arrest report, the victim says he dropped his girlfriend off at her mother's home. He returned to find another man, 26-year-old Shaquille Best, touching her face. A fight broke out, and that's when Best allegedly grabbed an AK-47 and shot at the feet of the victim. Best is being held on a $357,000 bond. A Pritchard police officer will not face charges over a police chase that ended with the death of a suspect and a fellow officer injured. 36-year-old James Buford died when he was hit by a patrol car Tuesday morning. An officer, Simeon Beeson, was injured and is recovering at University Hospital. The officer who was driving the patrol car accidentally hit the men, according to authorities. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Sea turtle nesting starts May 1st in Alabama, and the Alabama Coastal Foundation, with funding from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, is doing a sea turtle lighting retrofit pilot project this spring. The program improves nesting and hatching for sea turtles by darkening the beach. Working with condo, business, and homeowners, ACF hopes to expand funding next year. Contact Public Engagement Coordinator Susan West at swest@joinacf.org.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify.
I can't believe I'm saying it. It's one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Three NBA and two NHL first-round series come to a close. South Alabama shows mercy on Alabama State, and the Bay Bears get back in the win column. 7:13 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. In the NBA playoffs last night, Portland's Damian Lillard hit a 37-foot bomb at the buzzer to defeat Oklahoma City 118-115 and end the first-round series in five games.
Lillard, long range three, and it's good at the buzzer! Damian Lillard, are you kidding me?
Lillard finished with a career playoff high 50 points and set a Trailblazers franchise record with 10 three-pointers. The Thunder have now lost 12 straight road playoff games and have been eliminated in the opening round in three straight seasons. In other games, Denver beat San Antonio 108-90 to take a 3-2 series lead. Seven Nuggets scored double figures in the win, led by Jamal Murray with 23 points. Game 6 is set for tomorrow night in San Antonio. Toronto beat Orlando 115-96 to end their first-round series in five games. Kawhi Leonard scored 27 points for the Raptors in the win. It's the fourth straight year that Toronto's reached the second round. That's the longest streak in the Eastern Conference. The Raptors will face Philadelphia in the conference semifinals round after the 76ers defeated Brooklyn 122-100 last night. That series also ended in five games. Sixers led big early, took a 60-31 lead into halftime. That's the largest halftime lead in playoff 76ers franchise history. Tonight, two games on the schedule. Houston can end their series in five games when they host Utah at 7 p.m., and Golden State has the opportunity to do the same when they host the LA Clippers at 9:30. In the NHL playoffs, the Boston Bruins beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 5-1 to win Game 7 and advance to the second round. It's the second year in a row that the Bruins have eliminated the Leafs in a Round 1 Game 7 in Boston. The Bruins will face the Columbus Blue Jackets in Round 2. In the second game of the night, San Jose eliminated Vegas in overtime with a 5-4 win in a thrilling Game 7.
Carlson, in he comes, throws it ahead, good right along,
that was San Jose's Barclay Goodrow with the winner. Once again, one of the best names in sports.
Yeah, that's pretty strong.
First time I'd heard that one this year. Vegas took a 3-0 lead on a third period goal from Max Pacioretty, but the Sharks would score four times in a row on a controversial 5-minute major penalty to take a one-goal lead. Vegas's Jonathan Marchessault tied the game at 4 with 40 seconds left in regulation and sent the game into overtime, followed by that Barclay Goodrow series winner. San Jose will face Colorado in the Western Conference semifinals round. Tonight, only one game on the schedule, the final game of the first round as Washington hosts Carolina in another series deciding Game 7. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears beat Pensacola 1-0 to end a four-game losing streak and pick up their first win in the five-game series in Pensacola. Game 5 of the series is tonight at 6:35. In college ball, South Alabama beat Alabama State 13-0 in seven innings with the mercy rule going into effect. Jags pitcher Patrick McBride pitched a complete game, allowing only four hits in the shutout win. Next up, Jags are back on the road for a three-game Sun Belt Conference series at Georgia Southern. Game 1 is set for Friday night. And in the major leagues, Atlanta fell to Cincinnati 7-6. Yasiel Puig hit a two-run homer for the Reds in the win. 7:17 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association, the top women's professional softball league in the USA, and it's located right here in our very own backyard. Right now, the ASBA currently looking for host families for the upcoming six-week-long season that begins in mid-June. If you're interested in having a professional softball player to help teach and mentor your softball player this summer, or if you just want to show these pro athletes some Southern hospitality, find out more about becoming a host family at asbasoftball.com.
All right, our public safety director, James Barber, heading to Montgomery today. What's that all about? We'll check in with News 5's Chad Petrie for more details coming up.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a few thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Jim Gaffigan, the Grammy-nominated comedian, actor, writer, best-selling author, and father of five, is coming to the amphitheater at The Wharf Saturday, May 11th. And FM Talk is giving you the chance to exercise your funny bone and win tickets on Mobile Mornings and Midday Mobile.
Part of the Ceasefire Concert Series, the Quality Time Tour.
Jim Gaffigan, coming to the amphitheater at The Wharf in May. Win tickets every weekday morning and midday right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. House Ferry and Schillinger Road starting to see some heavier traffic also off of Dolphin, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, 65. But the good news is no new wrecks in the roadways. Tillman's Corner and Theodore along Highway 90 looks good so far. If you're traveling across the Bayway coming in from the Eastern Shore, watch for radar. Jubilee Roofing is a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. You can see them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 720 FM Talk 106.5, about 12 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams at a forecast for this work week, and I look forward to what he says. Another beautiful weekend on the way. Also, we'll check in with News 5's Chad Petrie, talk about the public safety director's trip to Montgomery today, why Mobile's PSD is going to Goat Hill. We'll get those details coming up right after more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Two Alabama correctional officers at two different facilities arrested and facing multiple charges. On Saturday, Alabama Department of Corrections agents arrested 24-year-old Officer Daryl Jerome Bradley at the Staten Correctional Facility in Elmore for attempting to smuggle illegal contraband into the prison. He was charged with promoting prison contraband and unlawful possession of marijuana. After his arrest, Bradley resigned. He'd been with the ADOC for a little more than 1 year. 2 days later, in Bay Minette, Wiggins, Washington, a 50-year-old correctional officer assigned to the Fountain Correctional Facility in Atmore. He was arrested and charged with conspiracy to traffic methamphetamines. Washington also faces additional federal charges for being in possession of a firearm at the time of his arrest. Washington was taken into custody on Monday by agents from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Investigations Task Force, U.S. Marshals Service, ADOC Investigations and Intelligence Division, and ALEA, and the Bay Minette Police Department. He has been a correctional officer since 2007 and now faces administrative disciplinary actions. In your health news this morning, the state of Alabama being warned to be on high alert for measles cases coming our way. The Centers for Disease Control says 626 cases of measles have been reported in 22 states, to include Georgia, Florida, and Tennessee, saying, quote, "We're likely to have one or more cases here in Alabama. It is a very infectious and effective virus. Once it gets started in a vulnerable population, it will spread quickly. If we have neighborhoods of people who are not immunized, and we are likely to see more than one case," that quote coming from William Curry, Senior VP for Population Health at UAB. Health officials are urging people to receive vaccinations against measles, and if you are concerned that your vaccine is no longer effective, to have a blood test performed by your doctor. According to the CDC, the vaccine is 97% effective against the disease. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 722 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along. And y'all say hello to our buddy Chad Petrie from News 5. Checking in with Chad about a trip that the police chief here in Mobile and the public safety director are taking to Montgomery.
Right. They're not going to be the only folks in Alabama law enforcement to be making that journey today. We're under the impression that there'll be others that will be lobbying on behalf of this bill that basically makes being found in possession of a stolen firearm a Class C felony in the state. This is one of the ways that the police chief and also the public safety director is trying to kind of tackle gun crimes in the city of Mobile.
Okay, so currently the way it stands, the gun, if I remember this correctly, it's no different than having something in that same value. Could it be a stereo or a TV or something like that? This gives extra teeth to the fact that it's a firearm.
Right, and it's something that arguably the folks in law enforcement would like to see done. Another thing I wanted to point out from Barber's news release from yesterday is that he is putting a renewed focus on criminals. You may remember a couple of weeks ago that there was a proposal just floated by C.J. Small, the idea that perhaps gun owners who have their firearms stolen might face penalties for that. And Barber reiterating that, look, we should be focusing on the criminals here, not otherwise law-abiding folks who might have their firearms stolen.
Yeah, so that's been, you know, when he was on the show with me talking about it, and he said he doubled and tripled down on that. This was based on the criminals and not penalizing those gun owners. But he did, just like the police chief has in the past, say, hey, I do want to continue to make people aware, you got to lock up your cars. I mean, you know.
Right, you may have seen that PSA that they've got on
we
heavy
run
rotation.
Yeah. We run the audio. Y'all run that, radio with TV, radio with pictures. That's right. Y'all run,
right.
Y'all run that part. So going up there, it tells me, if you said there's law enforcement coming from other places, this is not just an issue for Mobile, or is it just a stand with solidarity? Do they have these issues elsewhere?
I would think this is an issue that different lawmen from around the area would be speaking on. You know, when issues affect law enforcement as a whole statewide, we've seen folks from other municipalities, other counties speak out on them. And most notably, I mean, it seems like almost every year they've got a bill on Goat Hill that would do away with concealed carry permits, and that once again failed. So I remember in previous years I've seen James Barber testify against legislation like that would eliminate pistol permits.
Yeah, they, along with Sheriff's Association of Alabama, but it would tell you what, that vote yesterday, if you looked at it, it got shot down in committee, but it was 6-5. I mean, it was close. It was closer than I've seen in past sessions.
Right, and again, too, we should emphasize that what they're going up to talk about today, what Barber and Batiste and others are going to be going up to talk about today, is not necessarily that issue. They're going to be talking about trying to stiffen the penalties for people that are caught with a stolen firearm.
All right, get more over at WKRG.com, or just watch that guy, our buddy Chad Petrie. Thanks, man.
All right, you take care.
All right, Chad Petrie for News 5 checking in, 725. We'll talk more about this coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, we'll be joined by our buddy Jeff Poor, and he's going to talk a little bit of Washington, but a lot of Montgomery as well. A couple things here on the local list. You saw the Gotcha bikes coming to Mobile?
Yeah, Gotcha.
Gotcha bikes.
I hadn't heard of them until the news came down yesterday.
I'm sure somebody from the mayor's administration can tell me why there are subtle differences. It is like Lime Bike, I guess. You got the bicycles. The bicycles are out there. You use an app. You get on the bicycle. You ride. It pays through the app. You leave the bicycle wherever. Then somebody else can come get the bicycle and pay and ride, right? It's one of those deals?
Yeah, they call it a ride sharing, kind of like Uber except bikes.
But every time I hear ride sharing, I think of like a big banana seat and a couple people on the bike at the same time.
This would be the one-seater bike. I don't know if they have pegs you can stand up on the back of, take people around town. But yeah, Gotcha Bikes, they're from Charleston, South Carolina. They said the initial minimum fleet of 200 electric pedal assist bikes coming to Mobile.
Do you think eventually the push is to have us look like downtown, like Beijing or something like that, with everybody on bicycles?
Yeah, maybe eventually. Hopefully the rest of the traffic doesn't look like Beijing traffic with the way, I don't know, sometimes I-10 does look like that. But they said within 90 days of the agreement being approved, that's when they're hoping to get these initial 200 bikes out there. But electric pedal assist bikes, I don't think I've ever ridden on one of those. Mine are all manual pedal bikes.
The closest thing I remember, they used to have, and one of my cousins had it. It was a moped that also had pedals. You could pedal it. You also, I think, use the pedal in it to drop it into second to start it. But you could pedal and then have like a little...
Then putt around.
There was a bumblebee thing people could put on their bikes too. Like anything, it's like in the kayak fishing world. Mm-hmm. You know, people started fishing on kayaks, and then soon they said, you know, they got out of motorized boat for the experience of paddling a craft to just go down a river or go fishing. And then they said, you know, we could put engines on these things. Same thing in the bicycle world. Also, speaking of traffic, City Council yesterday approving two traffic improvement projects for Mobile. Plan to alleviate congestion on Dauphin Street and also on Airport. First project would try to sync the traffic lights on Dauphin Street from Sage to Spring Hill Hospital. Thank you. That project passed. The other proposal will be working with ALDOT to sync the lights on Airport running from University to Hillcrest.
Yeah, I'll clap on that one.
Each project budgeted at $625,000. City will be matching $125,000 of that project. There's going to be a reason it costs that much, but it seems like you just set the timers, mm-hmm. right? Like we're set the timer on somebody's sprinklers or something. Yeah, I know it's more complex than that.
Like resetting the time on the microwave. get the wife to look at her phone. All right, let me know when it's 6:55.
And then you have to go, we have one that doesn't adjust by hour. You have to take it up the whole way. Go 701, 702, 703.
Oh, no.
Oh yeah. That's why it's always blinking at our house. 728 coming right back. Dr. Bill joins us right after news.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Students at an Okaloosa County middle school will return to class today, one day after a fellow student brought a loaded gun to campus. The handgun was found in the Ruckel Middle School student's backpack. It is not clear whether the student threatened anyone at the school. Authorities say the student is a suspect in a theft case. A chase across two counties ended in a fiery crash Tuesday. Saraland police tried to pull over 34-year-old Byron Reed Jr. of Montgomery on I-65 after he was seen driving recklessly. They say Reed led them on a chase into Baldwin County when they called off the pursuit. Reed's car was later found in a ditch on fire. A measure that could pave the way for a lottery in Alabama is advancing in the state Senate. One of two lottery bills being debated in the legislature cleared a legislative committee on Tuesday. The measure would allow a lottery with paper tickets only. The bill will now be voted on by the full Senate. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes continues to bring you outstanding deals. For a limited time, buy the Colonial 30 White Gloss with brass hardware for a pickup price of only $15.99. Or the number one selling Fatboy 48 in gray gloss, only $16.99. Either model has an electronic lock and 60 minutes of fire protection. So don't waste any time. Get 0% interest with approved credit. Come by Mike Ward's and save now through April 25th.
Check us out on Facebook or go to MWLiberty.com.
Sri Lanka's president has asked for the resignations of the defense secretary and the national police chief after security forces failed to act on warnings before Easter suicide bombings that killed over 350 people. President Trump tells the Washington Post he opposes current and former White House aides testifying to congressional committees about the Mueller report.
In particular, the president does not want his former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify to the House Judiciary Committee. McGahn was mentioned in the Mueller report as refusing the president's order to fire Mueller. Bob Costantini, Washington.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has arrived in Russia for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Kim's Russia trip comes about 2 months after his second summit with President Trump failed. Boeing's earnings have fallen 21% in the first 3 months of this year. The company report blames the slide on problems with its 737 MAX jet. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Store shelf cameras may be coming to a supermarket near you. Kroger and Walgreens are testing the built-in cameras that try to guess your age, gender, or mood as you walk by. The plan is to use the information to show you targeted ads in real time in in-store video screens. It also helps retailers better identify who their customers are. But the technology has also raised privacy concerns, and shoppers may not realize they're being watched unless they happen to notice the penny-sized lenses. Walgreens has decided to raise its minimum age for tobacco sales several weeks after a top federal official chastised the drugstore chain for violating laws restricting access to cigarettes and other tobacco products. Walgreens says it will require customers to be at least 21 years old to purchase tobacco in any of its more than 9,500 stores nationwide. The policy starts September 1st. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so I can sense, well, number one, I know it because we've talked, but I can sense that there's some changes coming to our weather.
Yeah, there's a storm system brewing out in Texas that's going to bring us some rain for tomorrow and tomorrow night. But the good news is that it'll be over with before the weekend, and it looks like we're going to have another nice weekend after. It may not be as nice as last weekend, but going to be close. As for today, though, you're going to see clouds around because they're starting to stream out of Texas across Louisiana and Mississippi, and so it'll be a mostly cloudy day, high about 78 for this afternoon. And the wind is out of the south. Of course, that means increasing humidity. Tonight, cloudy skies, and we'll likely see some fog develop after midnight, low tonight in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day with a good chance for showers and possibly a few thunderstorms. I expect most of that to be in the afternoon, possibly even the late afternoon. High tomorrow in the upper 70s. And then pretty good coverage of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow evening. And we could see there's a possibility of a couple of severe thunderstorms developing late tomorrow afternoon and through the evening hours. Looks like that rain will taper off after midnight tomorrow night, and then in Friday morning we may see a few showers early, and then it'll clear off, and certainly by afternoon it'll become sunny, and it'll be around 80 degrees on Friday. And dry air will be moving in for the weekend. Looks like sunny skies for Saturday and Sunday, and high around 80 on Saturday and 82 on Sunday.
All right. How are we looking on rainfall totals? Because it was weird earlier this year. It seemed like we were so soaked, and you said we're actually behind at one point in late winter.
Yeah, we're still behind. So far this month, we've had 5.22 inches of rain. For the year, we're over 16 inches, but still about a little over 4 inches below normal for this time of the year. Now, it's possible that with this rain coming in tomorrow and tomorrow night, we could pick up another 1 to 2 inches of rain. It's even possible that some areas could get up to 3 inches. So it's going to be a good soaker here for late tomorrow and tomorrow night.
But not looking for any severe weather associated with this.
Just a slight possibility that we might see a couple of severe thunderstorms that develop, but this doesn't look like a severe weather event and more of a rain event.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively on FM Talk 106.5. Speaking of severe weather, National Weather Service in Birmingham released a statement looking at the tornado season so far, 2019 tornadoes. And we're only 4 months in, and Alabama has been struck by 53 tornadoes.
That is crazy.
53 tornadoes in 2019. In the entirety of 2018, there were 46 in the entirety of the year. So obviously, it is a very high number. Of course, we have deadly effects of that tornado that struck Lee County, killing 23 people. But there have been quite a few more of these tornadoes. Obviously, to have 53 tornadoes confirmed this year from EF1 through EF4, I guess, in the state of Alabama.
Yeah, it seems like almost every other week, some part of Alabama is under tornado watch. And I don't know if it says it in that article or where I saw the article, but they were using the term twisters. Which,
yeah,
I wasn't sure. Do we call them twisters in Alabama? Or I've only used the term tornado for Alabama. Okay. I figured a twister was a Midwest thing.
It probably is, but they're probably looking for it. If you're writing an article and you need to say tornado 150 times,
and switch it up a little bit.
You have to switch it up. You know, Alabama outpacing states like Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, Kansas. And of course, now I'll argue that Oklahoma and Kansas, and even Texas to some degree, their tornado season really gets started now going forward. The Great Plains tornadoes are more, you know, May, June. But yeah, that's a significant number, 53 right here at home in Alabama. 7:39, coming right back. We'll check traffic with Kane.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we explore what I think may be the last rigorous rite of passage in our nation. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Lon Henderson lives in St. George, Utah. He's a very successful businessman, but what I want to learn from Lon is about the Mormon mission. Lon served his mission in Germany and then led the mission in Brisbane, Australia. People that go through the mission of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints come home changed, very changed. Their employers love them. They come to work, they stay at work, and they become active and engaged citizens in their community. It's fascinating. Listen for more Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. If you're traveling Tillman's Corner and Theodore, Highway 90 from Hallsville, Range Line, Nevius Road, all the way out towards Old Pass Cagoula, it's been a great ride in. So far, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. You've got the delays from Dolphin, Old Shell, and Moffitt in 65, but no problems across the Bayway. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:41 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Hey, what if you needed just one company to take on all your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more? Introducing the new Cspire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solution provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, Cspire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest business technology challenges. Learn more at cspire.com/business. Cspire, customer inspired. 7:41, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In an effort to combat the opioid crisis, CVS Pharmacy is making sure customers know that all of their Alabama stores now have time-delayed safes. According to the company, the safes are meant to deter pharmacy robberies. All 186 Alabama locations will have these safes, which will electronically delay the time that it takes for pharmacy employees to be able to open the safe. The time delay function cannot be overridden and is designed to serve as a deterrent to those wanting to enter and exit the store quickly after stealing narcotics. All stores will have visible signage. In Indianapolis, well, they installed safes at their stores and saw a 70% decline in robberies. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall says in part, quote, "I applaud CVS Health for being a great community partner in Alabama." Soon you'll have a new boat ramp to launch from straight into Fall River, as Mobile County Commission voted on Tuesday to approve the purchase of nearly 1.7 acres of land on Fall River Road. For a number of years, that land has been the Memories Fish Camp. The vote approves the purchase for $95,000 and the public boat ramp on Fall River. The vote was delayed from earlier this month to allow for discussion as to how the county planned to develop the site. The county plans to develop the site as a public launch suitable for canoes, kayaks, and small motorboats. Commissioner Jerry Carl says that the canoe and kayak-friendly launch would go nicely with the coming soon Blue Water Trail, which the county is planning to develop for paddlers. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Celebrate the beauty and diversity of the Mobile Tensaw Delta during the 11th Annual Woods and Waters Expo, sponsored by the City of Spanish Fort and held at the Five Rivers Delta Center. Discover the Delta with us Saturday, April 27th from 9 to 4 in the afternoon. Have fun while learning through exciting interactive displays, hands-on demonstrations, and one-on-one instruction by experienced outdoorsmen, professionals, educators, and enthusiasts. Mark your calendar, April 27th. For more information, visit deltawoodsandwater.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile's police chief and public safety director will travel to Montgomery today. Director James Barber will testify before a Senate committee. He'll speak in favor of legislation that stiffens the penalty for criminals in possession of a stolen gun. A man is in the Escambia County Jail this morning for allegedly firing an AK-47 during a fight over a woman. According to an arrest report, the victim says he dropped his girlfriend off at her mother's home. He returned to find another man, 26-year-old Shaquille Best, touching her face.
case. A fight broke out, and that's when Best allegedly grabbed an AK-47 and shot at the feet of the victim. Best is being held on a $357,000 bond. A Bridger police officer will not face charges over a police chase that ended with the death of a suspect and a fellow officer injured. 36-year-old James Buford died when he was hit by a patrol car Tuesday morning. An officer, Simeon Beeson, was injured and is recovering at University Hospital. The officer who was driving the patrol car accidentally hit the men, according to authorities. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Three NBA and two NHL first-round series comes to a close. South Alabama shows mercy on Alabama State, and the Bay Bears get back into the win column. 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs last night, Portland's Damian Lillard hit a 37-foot bomb at the buzzer to defeat Oklahoma City 118-115 and end the first-round series in five games.
Lillard, long-range three, and it's good!
Lillard finished with a career playoff high 50 points and set a Trailblazers franchise record with 10 three-pointers. Oklahoma City's now lost 12 straight road playoff games and have been eliminated in the opening round in three straight seasons. In other games, Denver beat San Antonio 108-90 to take a 3-2 series lead. Seven Nuggets scored double figures in the win, led by Jamal Murray with 23 points. Game 6 set for tomorrow night in San Antonio. Toronto beat Orlando 115-96 to end their first-round series in five games. Kawhi Leonard scored 27 points for the Raptors. It's the fourth straight year that Toronto has reached the second round. They'll face Philadelphia in the conference semifinals round after the 76ers defeated Brooklyn 122-100 last night and ending that series in five games. The Sixers led big early, taking a 60-31 lead into halftime. That's the largest halftime lead in 76ers playoff franchise history. Tonight, two games on the schedule. Houston can end their series in five games when they host Utah at 7 p.m. and Golden State has the opportunity to do the same. They host the LA Clippers at 9:30. In the NHL playoffs, the Boston Bruins beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 5-1 to win Game 7 and advance to the second round. It's the second year in a row that the Bruins have eliminated the Leafs in a Round 1 Game 7 in Boston. The Bruins will face the Columbus Blue Jackets in Round 2. In the second game, San Jose eliminated Vegas in overtime with a 5-4 win in a thrilling Game 7.
Carlson, in he comes, throws it ahead, good right along!
At San Jose's Barclay Goodrow with the winner, one of the all-time names in hockey history.
Yeah, pretty fancy.
Barclay Goodrow. Vegas took a 3-0 lead on a third-period goal from Max Pacioretty, but the Sharks would score four times in a row on a controversial five-minute major penalty to go ahead and take a one-goal lead. Vegas's Jonathan Marchessault tied the game at 4 with 47 seconds left in regulation and sending the game into overtime. That was followed by the Barclay Goodrow series winner for the Sharks. San Jose will face Colorado in the Western Conference semifinals round. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears beat Pensacola 1-0 to end a four-game losing streak. They'll play Game 5 of the series tonight at 6:35. In college ball, South Alabama beat Alabama State 13-0 in seven innings with the mercy rule going into effect. Next up, the Jags back on the road for a three-game Sun Belt Conference series at Georgia Southern. Game 1 set for Friday night. And in the major leagues, Atlanta fell to Cincinnati 7-6. Yasiel Puig hit a two-run homer for the Reds in the win. It's 10 minutes till 8 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery. Traffic center delays continue from Schillinger and Greelon. Also, as you're traveling from Old Shell, Spring Hill and Moffitt and 65, but that ride across to Bayway, the causeway is perfect. So far, Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Fork, Mobile, you're checking in with no new wrecks in the roadways. Classic hits and cocktails with craft beer options come alive each night in Mobile's only piano bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel. Enjoy regional brews and handcrafted cocktails tonight. Doors open at 4:30. Music starts at 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a few thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
752 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I'm going to say hello to Larry Kirby and the crew at LCM. Not just Larry, your whole crew there. 18 years now as a locally owned business. Pretty fantastic.
We think it's pretty awesome. Yeah, next week starts our 18th year in business. We're excited about it, and we owe it all to our loyal customers. You know, that without them, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, but you give back the other way because you have figured out what we need in vehicles around here, and that's what you have on the lot at LCM.
Yeah, we listen to our customers daily, you know, and we try to find exactly what they're looking for. We don't always succeed, but we always give it 100%. But like I said, we got a loyal owner base like crazy. We take care of our customers.
That's for sure. And you also do this while you're a local business. You do find financing options from around the country for folks so they can get the best rate.
I will put our finance options up against anybody in this part of the country. We've got tremendous lenders that have been with us for years, and we take care of them also.
Well, congratulations on coming up 18, and tell folks how to come out and see you at LCM.
Highway 90 West and Theater, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Hey, thanks, Larry.
Thanks,
Tom. All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 754. Let's check headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. From the Mobile Police blotter, a 23-year-old man has been arrested for his believed involvement in a drive-by shooting. Around 6 p.m. on Monday near Donald and Herman Streets, the victim says that he was shot by a person that he knew after that man pulled up in a blue van, exited the van, and shot him. Officers searched the area, and they were able to locate the suspect and took him into custody. He has been identified as 23-year-old Jamal Dukes Uke. He was arrested and charged with assault in the second degree. The victim was transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And a 21-year-old now under arrest for trying to use counterfeit money at a local gas station. Early Tuesday morning, Mobile police officers responded to the Shell gas station on Michigan Avenue in reference to a person attempting to use counterfeit U.S. currency to pay for items. Mobile police were able to locate the suspect and are now identifying him as 21-year-old Montel Williams. He was arrested and charged with possession of forged instrument in the first degree. Let's look ahead to the summer, because if you're looking for something fun for the kiddos to do, fun yet educational, the Junior Police Camp would be a great option. Applications are now being accepted right now. The camp will be held at the Mobile Police Academy Monday, July 8th through Friday, July 12th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Each day, students will explore the role of a police officer and participate in specialty unit field trips. Campers will also participate in 30 minutes of physical training each day as well. So based on completed applications and your essay, up to 20 kids will be selected for the Junior Police Summer Camp. The cost is $60 per person. The deadline to apply is Friday, May 31st, and this camp is for kids ages 9 through 12. If you'd like more information, you can call the Police Department's Crime Prevention Unit at 251-208-1924. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7:55, FM Talk 106.5. You know something's gone truly viral when staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, who is proud to tell me, reiterated yesterday that he's never sent a text. Forget social media.
The Not one text.
No, and like you could look through the phone where I've texted him over the years, like, I need to talk to you right now. We need to check in on this. And then he'll call, but he'll see my text, but never actually text back. Well, he was asking us during the news break about the viral video with the Easter Bunny in that scrum.
Yeah.
There's more now on the, and you've probably seen the video. If Dr. Bill has seen it, you've seen the Easter Bunny punching it out probably a couple times at least on the internet.
Was that a bouncer?
See, that's funny. That's a get
Easter
jokes.
Easter Bunny bouncer.
I can see. I get the jokes.
Yeah.
The guy's name. But the person inside. There's the Easter Bunny, but this is somebody working for the Easter Bunny kids. This
imposter.
Yes, because you know the Easter Bunny wouldn't really act like that. 20-year-old Antoine McDonald. That's the man inside the Easter Bunny suit. Well, he obviously went viral with that video, and now he's talked to the media because they all want to talk to him. Turns out that's probably not the best idea for him since he's a fugitive who's wanted in New Jersey for a car theft from last fall. He's also a person of interest in a carjacking and two armed robberies in Florida earlier this year. He's been arrested several times in the past for violent armed robberies.
What are you doing?
Antoine probably could have stayed anonymous too, except after the video went viral, he started talking to the media, even has started an Instagram account called Bad Bunny of 19. Now that he's internet famous, police in New Jersey are probably going to be pretty eager to get in touch with him. So there you go, Antoine McDonald. The rest of the story behind the bad Easter Bunny, the bouncer.
The bouncer.
All right, 7:58, FM Talk 106.5. We'll talk to Jeff Ford coming up next.